Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artists First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live. This show airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artists First on Twitter. The Twitter tag is artist_first. So go ahead and follow Artists First. Now here's your host of Chit Chat Cafe Live, Lisa, Nancy, and Betty Ann.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Nancy, and oh, it's just a great time for Chit Chat Cafe Live. It's time to unwind and enjoy some chit chat. Our guests tonight are Janet Zappala of Food for Thought on Voice America, Nancy Hornbeck from QVC. She's going to tell us about a fabulous breast cancer awareness shoe sale. And Betty Ann Martino, our correspondent, joins us tonight with Barry Ort, who's representing Kenneth Lane Jewelry. Lisa, I've been out with some girlfriends lately, and I can't believe the subject comes up all the time about tipping. Tipping at the restaurant or tipping your nail service, your hair person. What do you think about tipping for good service, bad service? What are your thoughts?
I believe in over-tipping. I do. I'm very passionate about over-tipping.
Me too. But what about if it's, you know, bad service?
I still tip them.
I tip, but, you know, I might not give the 20%.
I even sometimes give more than 20%. Like if I round it off to the nearest couple dollars, I always just, especially like I go out to breakfast every Saturday morning with my mom and my sister, and I felt bad for the diner waitresses. I'm like, you know what? These poor ladies are, you know, carry this heavy trays, and I just always give them more. I just do.
I know. I stopped for a slice the other day at the mall, and, you know, the gals working there behind the counter don't ever get tips. Well, I gave her a tip. You should have seen her face. I just thought it was so fun.
Sometimes they even tip the gas guy, because, well, in New Jersey, they pump gas for us.
Right.
And if it's freezing cold in the winter or it's raining, I give the guy a buck. Why not? You know, I just, even though the girl does my nails and my, the thing, I got to tell you, though, what pisses me off, though, when I got my hair done,
right,
my hairdresser doesn't color my hair. She has, like, an assistant color my hair. Then
I
have somebody different washing my hair. I have to tip 50 people.
Oh, my God.
That fashioning is annoying. I mean, why, you know, but guess what? Then my hairdresser gets less of a tip. Because if I was going to give her $30, I don't. I give her $20, and then I give $5 to each of the other two, or, you know, whatever. Because that's ridiculous. I would be spending $100 in tips otherwise.
Exactly.
I don't ask to have, you know, because she has to have an assistant, two different assistants. So, and you want to tip the girls, it's a sin, because, you know, they don't make any money otherwise. You
that's
know,
right. Well, I'm with you, and I tell you, everyone listening to Chit Chat Cafe Live tonight, I love to go out to dinner with Lisa. Been out with you many times. We always have such fun. But when the bill comes, Lisa is so good about figuring out, okay, let's split it in half, and this is what you owe for the bill and the tip. I love that.
Well, I just, if I go out with friends, we just split it.
It's best.
Just in the middle. I can't stand people that nitpick. Oh, well, you had an appetizer and you had an drink. Or, you know what? Then don't go out. If you got to be that nitpicky, don't go out with your friends. You know,
yeah. How about the one time we were out with a friend and they said, well, I only ordered mashed potatoes, so I don't want to pay for anything else.
Ugh.
That was crazy. But it's always fun to go out with you, Lisa, and have Betty Ann join us, too. I can't wait to go again.
Yeah.
We'll have to have
Janet
join us.
Except Janet won't make us eat dessert.
Oh. Well, I can't wait. Lisa, introduce her.
Well, yes. Nextly, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful, beautiful guest joining us. She's been on our show before. Her name's Janet Zappala, and we are honored to have her here tonight. Janet is a six-time Emmy Award winner, a certified nutritional consultant, and tonight she's telling us about her new adventure called Food for Thought on Voice America. Welcome, Janet.
Ladies, you know how much I've missed you.
I
love talking with you two.
We can't even book you. You're so busy.
I'll tell you, it's always good to be busy because it keeps me out of trouble.
Right. It keeps you young, too.
Yes,
you look
absolutely.
Lovely.
Well, thank you. You'd never know that I was 82. It's about keeping busy.
It is. So tell us about your new venture. What is this Food for Thought? Tell everybody what that is.
VoiceAmerica.com. It's the largest radio internet network. It's been around for over 15 years. And we decided that it would be a great idea to have me do a show on their network. So it's called Food for Thought, as you say, and it's sort of a play on words because, as you know, I'm a certified nutritional consultant, so food is my thing, healthy food is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I also wrote a book, cookbook, so it's about food, about healthier eating, healthy lifestyle, that kind of thing, but it's also about offering up things that will make us think and cogitate, if you will, chew on things a little bit. So literally and figuratively, which is why we came up with the title Food for Thought. It's on every Tuesday under their variety category. They have many varieties of categories. And there's health and wellness, there's business, there's law, and there's things that deal with food and health and things like that that they put in their variety category because the host will address more than just, say, one thing, mm-hmm. Which, of course, you could talk about food all day long. Mm-hmm. But I like to incorporate a lot of different things because I can bring different guests on. In fact, we're having a woman on next week who is an entrepreneur. She's just amazing. She's a mom who had little kids and loved to go to the Jersey Shore every year. Mm-hmm. And she always had problems with her umbrellas, her beach umbrellas, flying away. You know, as is the beach, it's always breezy.
Right.
And she came up with this idea that anchors these umbrellas into the sand and they don't move for nothing. I mean, I'd be surprised if they move during a hurricane. Now, that may be going a little too far, but these things really stay put. And she has become such an inspiration for people all over who have ideas and think, you know, this would be a great invention, but I have no idea how to make it happen. How do I take the next step? Well, she'll explain all of that. She'll explain what she went through and some of the struggles and how she can facilitate things for people who want to do the same as she did. And then we're going to be talking to a woman who's an expert in flower essence therapy, which, to tell you the truth, gals, I never even heard of before.
No.
But apparently it's good for a lot of things that can ail you because it's all natural. No chemicals, no real medicines. It's all flower essences. So she'll be on the show as well. So I like to get things that deal with food as well, but to get things that might be a little out of the box that people can relate to and things that they can utilize in their life, you know. I think that's what it's all about. If you can take something away, like you do with your show, because you always offer a myriad of topics, people can bring something away from it and use it in their lives. I think that's what we try to do.
We want the listener to come away having learned something and having enjoyed their 2 hours. You know, come away with the 2 hours saying, you know what, that was worth my time.
Yes, I actually got something out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. Now, what do you share recipes on your show?
You betcha. In fact, we're going to do a recipe every week. So it'll either be out of my book. This last week we did my French onion soup because it's a lighter and healthier version.
Mm.
And then we'll also have chefs on who will be doing recipes for us as well. But every week the show will offer up a recipe, which I think is nice. Because especially as we get into the fall season, you know, our foods kind of change because of the foods that are in season. And we want to kind of capitalize on that. And so I went with a soup because it is getting a little crisper out there. So I think soups are very comforting this time of year. And so that's what we're going to do, try to keep with the weather and the seasons and what's in season and what's not and go with that. Because I think it's so important to really support our local farmers, our local produce. And the way to do that is by going with your fruits and vegetables, for example, that are in season. They're going to be more nutritious. They're going to be more readily available. And, you'll be able to support your local farmers if you go with the locals. So all of that is good.
Now, do you think it's possible, because this time of year, you get in the mood to really nest and to cook cozy, you know, but food tends to be richer now because, you know, stews and chilies and all that kind of stuff. Is it possible to make those lighter so it's not as fattening and heavy, but still you still get that comfort?
I say yes. And, you know, I don't want to keep beating my drum with the cookbook, but, again, I wanted to come up with lighter, healthier, because we all want to be able to eat the foods we love. I've said that before. It's nothing new. It's my mantra. We don't want to give those things up because in the end we'll rebel anyway and go back and splurge, and that's not such a great thing to do, at least not on a regular basis. But if we can continue to please ourselves by coming up with things that we love but finding healthier ways to make them, then we're going to be satisfied. So I came up with this lighter, healthier version of a turkey chili and a vegetarian chili, and it's all fresh. It's fresh vegetables. It's fresh. You can use legumes. You know, I like the fresh legumes that you can use. You know, you soak a little bit, and then you can make them that way. Or you can take them out of the can. They have organic kidney beans and garbanzo beans, any kind of bean. Those legumes are so good for us because they're a great source of dietary fiber. So we need that in our diets every day, at least 28 to 35 grams of fiber a day, depending on the individual. So that's one great way. And then you're eating fresh vegetables, carrots, onions, garlic, celery. Another great thing. You can throw in some endive, some escarole. You can throw in spinach. You can throw in a kale or Swiss chard, any kind of green that you like. And then maybe some organic turkey, ground turkey. And then it's all about the seasonings, some low-sodium chicken broth. And you've got yourself a delicious, healthy meal that's rip-sticking, but it's guiltless eating, and that's the way I like to eat. I like to eat something that I love, but I don't have to worry about.
Because then it doesn't make it so much fun. Have you always eaten healthy?
I have to tell you, I've been lucky. I haven't had to worry too much about my weight. I think a lot of it is in the genes, but it's also because of what I eat. I'm mindful of what I eat, so that if I want some chocolate, I'm going to eat dark chocolate, because there's no milk fat in it, and it's high in antioxidants, and it's delicious, so it's good for you. And, you know, you eat a certain amount, and you're doing your body good. So I'll do that instead of grabbing a Three Musketeers bar, and I shouldn't be using a label, but any kind of a regular candy bar that's going to have a lot of fat and sugar in it, I try to stay away from that. So it's going to be higher calorie, higher fat, and that adds up. Once in a while, okay. But I like to eat chocolate almost every day, so I'll go for a little piece of dark chocolate, and I'm satisfied. And I'm going to have a great recipe this week for, I happened to stumble upon the Natural Gourmet Institute in New York City, and all of it is healthy foods, finding, again, healthier ways to make the foods you love, and they have a fabulous recipe for these oat cookies that there isn't one bad ingredient in these cookies, but they're so delicious that you would swear that they've got refined sugar and butter and, you know, whatever else, trans fats. None of that. So you can eat them and feel good about what you're eating, and they're easy to make. So I'll have that on my website and on the show this coming Tuesday. You've got to try them, and then you can eat them and say, gee, I had 6 or 8 or even 10, which I've sat down and done before. I don't feel bad because I'm getting my oats. I'm getting my, it's made with olive. I changed up the recipe a little bit, so I make it with a little bit of expeller-pressed canola oil and a little bit of olive oil. I do make them as well with some walnut oil, so you mix it up a little bit. So you're getting your healthy ingredients. There's no butter, just the oil, and some vanilla, some cinnamon, and a few other little goodies that are all good for you. So you're getting your fiber. So if you didn't have your oatmeal in the morning, have those oatmeal cookies at night and get your fiber and get the good nutrients into your body that maybe you didn't get in the morning, and enjoy yourself in the process. I'm not crazy about oatmeal, but I love those oat cookies, you know. So
now what do you eat for breakfast? What's a good breakfast for someone?
A good breakfast, I think, you know, most of us are in a hurry. But it really is, I truly believe, and we hear it all the time, not telling you anything new, but it's true that it's the most important meal of the day because it gets everything going. You've been fasting for at least 8 to 10 hours overnight. Your body needs the fuel. What I normally do is, instead of sitting down and having yogurt and kefir and flaxseed and milk or whatever, all, you know, separately, I just throw it all into the blender. So I have either my frozen or my fresh fruits, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. I'll throw a banana in, whatever fruit I have lying around. And then you throw in your yogurt with the live cultures and or some kefir, which is great for you, high source of calcium, and a very good probiotic. So it really feeds the healthy bacteria in your gut, which you should do every day. Then I throw in my flaxseed, my ground flaxseed, great source of omega-3 fatty acids, which you need every day. Great for the brain, you know, just keeps everything working. I throw in some folic acid in the way of wheat germ. And then I'll throw in some protein powder, either whey protein or soy protein, because you have to have your protein first thing in the morning. You mix all of that up, and you've got so many great nutrients. And I'll use, because I'm not crazy about dairy all the time, I'll use almond milk, which is great for people who are lactose intolerant. Very, very high source of calcium, really tasty. I'll throw that in. So now I've got a true blast in a glass when it comes to a glass full of nutrients that you can just drink down or take it on the run, and you've got so much energy and you feel full. So you don't grab for other things during the morning hours that may not be so good for you. And it'll take you through to lunch, and you'll eat something healthy for lunch, and then maybe a few healthy snacks after that, in between lunch and dinner, and you're going to have a nice meal at dinner, maybe something a little bit lighter, because you want to eat like a pauper at dinner and a king at breakfast, you know, and a prince at lunch, because you don't want to eat a whole bunch at night, because that's when you're going to go to bed, and that's when you're going to gain the most weight, because you're not, normally you're not going to exercise as much after dinner as you would, you know, with a nice hearty meal in the morning. Another thing is eggs. Eggs get a bad rap. For a healthy person, eggs are really, really good. They're chock full of vitamin D and protein. And if you eat those in moderation, have a few eggs during the week, that's a great way. You make an omelet with some fresh spinach and tomatoes and whatever else you want to throw in that's healthy. That's another great way. Some fresh squeezed orange juice. Even better, have an orange because you get some fiber that way. And that's another great way to start your day. So whatever is easiest for you. And I mentioned oatmeal. Oatmeal is one of the best things you can do for yourself in the morning because it gives you so much fuel. And it's you know, so much in terms of fiber you get. So that's another great option.
What do you think about peanut butter, like the natural peanut butter?
Good question. I love peanut butter because of the taste, but I'd rather go with almond butter or cashew butter because they're healthier nuts for you. And not so crazy about peanuts. They are a very high source of protein. I would eat those more in moderation and go more for the heart-healthy, calcium-filled almonds. And cashews, very, very good for you. And if you've tried almond butter, I don't think you'd miss peanut butter too much. It's got if you like almonds, it's got such a great taste.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and very healthy.
I love almond butter.
Do you?
Yeah, I like to even, you know, put it on celery or apples.
Absolutely. You can put it on anything, really. I mean, take it right out of the jar, a spoonful. You know, it's like peanut butter that way.
I do have peanut butter on apples, a chunky peanut butter. I love it.
Yes. And, you know, we talked about smoothies earlier. You can make a banana almond butter smoothie, which is fabulous. Beautiful.
Well, sounds delicious. Now, we were talking a little bit off the air. I've been watching your webisodes and loved your tilapia recipe with the spinach.
And could it be any easier?
No, I just love that. But I was wondering, I also had the same question that your guest, Art, did.
Fennell, yes.
About maybe not using capers. What else would you suggest?
Well, I'll tell you what. Tilapia, in and of itself, is sort of a bland-tasting fish. So I like to use capers because it gives it some pizzazz. You get a little bit of that saltiness to it. So I really like that with a little salt and pepper, a little bit of olive oil, and you're good to go. If you don't care for capers, then what I would do is probably put some chopped up tomatoes and a little bit of white wine, maybe saute that. I did that tonight with a flounder, where I just sauteed up I used a little bit of olive oil and sauteed the fish, which you can do the same with the tilapia if you don't want to bake it in the oven, and then just cook up a nice lemon, white wine, chopped up tomatoes and parsley topping, which was fabulous because you do have a little bit of semblance of that white wine taste to it, and it's a very light meal. So I would do that in place of the capers if you don't like capers, but you still have to use a little salt and pepper. You know, salt and pepper just makes everything better.
I also like to use oregano on my tilapia.
Mmm, nice and healthy.
That's a good taste.
And it's healthy. Oregano is very good for you. Absolutely.
Well,
parsley.
Lisa and I are always drawn to your gorgeous website.
Oh.
And it's fun to look around at your Janet's jewels, your favorite things, in other words. And I was drawn today to your blog, and I want to ask you about this. I made a big note. Your anti-aging wonder fruit, the jujube.
Yes.
And I've never heard of this. I mean, how does it taste, or where can you buy it? And tell us about it.
Well, tell me what you're really, really, what really sparked your interest?
Well, especially that you have it listed as an anti-aging wonder fruit, that it's heart healthy and can increase your metabolism.
Yeah,
rich in
calcium. It's one of those, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
Rich in calcium and protein.
Yep. Yep, it's a great, you know, it's another antioxidant like the acai fruit, like the goji berry. It's just another option that has, as you say, so many great antioxidants. And you know what antioxidants do, right? You know what they do?
They
ward off the free radicals.
Right.
Which can wreak havoc with our cells. So you want to make sure that you're eating as many antioxidants as you can, and fruits like these are just chock full of them. And what I did was, you know, somebody brought that to my attention, and I posted it because anything that we can utilize and incorporate into our diets as easily as that and offers up some variety, I say go for it, because people get tired of hearing about the same old things all the time. So it's up there for as an alternative, as something you can add into your diet that's going to help you stay healthy. And I like them. It's not one of my favorites. I'd rather go with the, you know, regular berries. I really like the acai, but it's another option.
Well, I thought it was interesting that you made a comment about that it could possibly fade scars.
Possibly. You know, these are things that I read, studies that I read that have been done, and that they've said that it's been found that they can do this. So, you know, that's why I say possibly, because it also depends, as they say in these studies, depends on the individual. Which everything with regard to nutrition and nutrients, it's always based on the individual, because we all have certain needs, depending upon who we are, what we eat, our lifestyle, our age, our gender, our size, everything. So, you know, what works for you may not work for me, but in studies, it's been found that it can do this. So I'm glad I sparked your interest, because it sparked mine when I saw it, and that's why... You know,
I liked
it. That's why it was important. Yeah.
Well, I was laughing today as I was reading it, because the last time you were with us on Chit Chat Cafe Live, we were laughing hysterically, because not only is it great to eat all these foods, but we were talking about pumpkin masks and putting sweet potatoes and even chocolate on our faces.
Everything we eat, we can put on our faces, basically. Avocados, cucumbers, squash, pumpkin, you know, yogurt.
Red wine.
Yeah?
The red wine, yes.
On your face, really?
Yogurt, green tea, I just love doing all that.
Yeah, I've never tried red wine. What does that do?
Well, I mix a little bit of red wine with the yogurt, and
really?
I put it on my face until it dries, and then I just wash it off. Oh, my skin is so soft. Again, I think it's the antioxidants in the wine.
It must be. Wow.
Yeah, it helps with, you know, maybe sloughing some skin cells.
I'd rather drink it, but I've got to try it.
Yeah, you know, drink a little bit, put it on your face. Now, it's just fun. Now, I also was looking at that you suggested adding some roasted sweet potato cubes to your oatmeal. I would never have thought of that.
Well, you know what, again, you can do anything you want. You want to add some beta carotene, some really important beta carotene, then do it. If you like the taste, you know, you try to offer up ideas for people, and then it's up to people to try it. And I think it's a great combination, because you're getting so many great nutrients that way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, I mean, you can throw anything on anything if it tastes good to you and you like it. I mean, it's the same thing. It's as simple as people who will eat French fries and people who eat baked fries. It's all about taste, and it's about what you're doing for your health. And if you're aware of what you want to do for your health and what makes you feel energized and what makes you feel good, and the research that you do that tells you that you should be eating these types of foods, then, you know, more power to you. And then it's about creativity, what you think will work best for your likes and dislikes. And I think that was a good one.
I think so, too. Well, Janet, you are always delightful. If anyone is interested in a fun, delicious, healthy recipe, we suggest looking on Janet's website. We do have a link on our website. And within 12, 20 minutes, you have a lesson straight from Janet Zappala.
Absolutely, and I don't want to discount the importance of the jujube fruit because
no,
I think people should look into it. I mean, it's rich in so many things, you know, in proteins and vitamin A and B1 and B2, and it's just great. And they say that it possibly can do other things like fade stretch marks, and you know, it's worth a shot in terms of doing some research.
Exactly, and it's also healthy. Healthy research.
Yes, healthy research.
Where the heck do you buy a jujube?
Huh?
Where the heck do you buy one?
Look up on the internet.
Maybe Whole Foods?
Jujube, the jujube fruit. And maybe at Whole Foods it might be there. Yeah, I have not seen it there.
We're going to research it. Janet, would you be a dear and join us again perhaps in January for a longer time?
Absolutely, I would love it. And again, we're going to get you on my show. We'll talk about that.
Oh, we would love that.
All right, ladies, have a wonderful night.
So
and again,
much.
Thank you,
you
so much.
We'll be listening Tuesday. That's Janet Zappala, Food for Thought on Voice America. Thank you,
bye.
Janet.
Bye.
Oh, it's always fun talking to Janet. We'll have to have her on for a longer time. Can you imagine in January when it's cold out, we can talk about healthy comfort foods?
Yep, and getting ourselves back in shape after the holiday.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I just love it. She always thinks of healthy alternatives and gets us. When you look at her website, you get so hungry. You know, she's doing her pumpkin soup and everything.
Right.
But we'd
like
to
right.
thank our sponsor, St. Croix Orthopedics and Laura Geller Makeup. And now we have our next guest on the line. Lisa, I know you're going to love this. You love shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we would like to welcome Nancy Hornback. She's representing QVC, and I hope I'm pronouncing it, Effany, the Fashion Footwear Association of New York, and they're doing a bit this weekend, October 15th, on QVC to raise money for breast cancer awareness. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi. How are you guys tonight?
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Lisa. And I should tell you, it's actually, I know it looks like it could be Effany, but it's actually Fanny.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do with that first F.
You know what? It's fine. As long as you shop for shoes.
Right. Well, I guess it's silent. Well, it's the most darling thing we've ever seen. And Lisa and I have been talking about it. We can't wait. So tell us a little bit about this. It's on QVC on October 15th.
Which is Saturday.
Yep, this coming Saturday from 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And what we're doing is that we, over 100,000 pairs of shoes from over 90 different brands have been donated to QVC, and we're selling them for half the manufacturer's suggested retail price. So the net proceeds from that is going to benefit breast cancer research and education in some, we have 8 different organizations that we're giving money to this year. So it's a big deal.
Well, tell us some of the designer names.
Oh, you got it. How about Nine West and Fry and Report Signature, Lucky Brand, Jessica Simpson, Via Spiga, Sperry Topsiders. We have a great pump from Fergie. We have some UGG slippers for kids, which is kind of fun. And we have a couple of men's shoes, but I think one of the most most incredible boots is from Cat, you know, like Caterpillar shoes.
Right.
But women's construction boots.
I've seen them.
Isn't that incredible?
Now, are they with the steel toe?
I don't know if they have the steel toe or not, but looking at them, I know that they must have a steel toe in this the toe, for sure. But they're an awesome boot. Couldn't believe
it. Yeah, a nice fall hiking boot, which is really in style.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So this also, by the way, is a big event for me and personally, because I actually had breast cancer. I'm 2 years out. So,
well,
I am all cancer-free at the moment.
Good. Well, that's a wonderful thing to celebrate, Nancy.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate so much you guys, you know, us talking about it. And I also want to kind of, is it okay if I kind of give you some other ways that you can help us out with Fanny Shoes on Sale?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, great. So there's a couple, not only is the big event, of course, happening this Saturday, Saturday the 15th from 6 to 9 p.m., but right after that, I'm actually hosting a webcast on QVC, so you can go to qvc.com. And there are going to be 12 additional styles that you can't see, that you won't be seeing anywhere else. And that, again, half price, half the manufacturer's suggested retail price. And that, those, it's so much fun to watch the webcast. We actually did it last year for the first time. Those shoes sold out so fast. It was absolutely incredible. Things were just going boom, boom, boom. So it's like if you want to shop for shoes, you have to be on the lines really quickly. Your fingers have to work. And, of course, you can use, you know, text your order to QVC. You can do any of the apps like an iPad app, the iPhone app, the BlackBerry app. And, of course, you can also call in, but good luck on that, but still do. So that's another great way to shop. And then we also have what's called Shoe of the Day. And we're offering that each weekday during the month of October. And that will, it usually happens what we right before our TSV, which is our Today's Special Value, right around 7:45 a.m. And then there's also an online collection that will be offered on QVC.com throughout the entire month. So that, what do you think of that? That's a lot going
on
with fans.
A lot of shoes. That sounds cool.
Yeah. And there's so many different styles, too. It's just not about like pumps, but there are clogs and there are tennis shoes.
Boots? Do you have boots, like riding boots and all the different styled ankle booties and
all the different styles that you can think of. That's what's so crazy. We even have a pair of, I can't remember who they're from though. It's a big red. We have a big red rain boot that goes over the knee. It's like engine red. It's pretty incredible.
Now, how will you show every one of the shoes on TV, or do you have to go, like, to the website to see them all?
Well, when we do the event on Saturday, that will be showing you each one of those shoes as we go along, but as I said, everything goes pretty quickly, but you will see them on camera. And then in the webcast following that, I'll also give you a look at each one of the 12 shoes that I'll have on the webcast. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them, when they're online, you can just go online and take a look at. You can take a look at the Fanny shoes on sale. And if you type in, if you go to QVC.com, you can type up in the search engine Fanny, F-F-A-N-Y, and that'll take you to the main page for Fanny, and then you can shop the shoes on sale.
Now, are you having different personalities come on to show the shoes, or like you having like any famous people?
Well, actually, Susie Orman, who is the, do you guys know Susie? She's a big financial guru. She's on.
We love her.
Yeah, good. Well, she's our big supporter this year, and she's actually the face of our PSA. And she says, "You're approved to shop for shoes." So because we just saw her talk tonight. Actually, I saw her talk tonight at we had a big gala tonight at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City.
Oh wow!
And she actually talked, and she hardly ever says you're approved for anything, but she said you're approved to spend your money for such a worthy cause.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, because she always does that segment on her show. Mm-hmm. Can you afford it?
That's right. So this one says you can afford it. She says okay.
Good. Yeah. Cool.
So anything else you guys want to know? Because there's so much else going on, but we're just really excited about the event. And by the way, this is 18 years for Fanny Shoes on sale. We've actually sold over 1.5 million pairs of shoes and donated more than $35 million to the cause of breast cancer research. So
we're
just, it's really
amazing.
Incredible. And we just, we so appreciate the support of anyone who wants, because who doesn't love shoes? And who doesn't love shoes on half price? You're getting a great pair of shoes, and then, of course, those net proceeds go for a great, great cause.
And you have plenty of shoes in all the sizes?
Yeah, we usually, for the most part, most of the shoes come in whole and half sizes. We usually start around 5.5, and I think quite a few of them actually go up to size 10 for the women's sizes, yeah.
Now, can you pre-order on QVC for the event?
The ones that are shown during the event, well, before I say this, yes, you can. No, you can't. However, there are three different styles that you will be able to pre-buy because we just did a taping for a Facebook taping. So if you want to do a search on Facebook, the QVC shoes on sale, and then we'll do one shoe on Thursday, one shoe will be on Friday, and another shoe will be during AM style on Saturday morning that we're going to kind of do a pre-sell. But the rest of the shoes that are on during the broadcast, we won't pre-sell, or the shoes that will be in my webcast are not pre-sold. They're just it'll happen in real time. Mm-hmm. But there are, as I said, additional styles that you can find on QVC.com.
Well, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it really is. It's been a lot of fun for me.
It's a good guilt-free shopping. because you're doing good and you're shopping at the same time. So
that's right. And we all have been touched by breast cancer. You know, whether we have a friend, whether we're a coworker, whether it's our sister, whether it's been our mother, our grandmother, there's so many people who are affected by it. And believe me, I'm one of these people who don't want you to, you know, I'm not a person who says, hey, spend your money on this unless you really love it. But for me now, obviously because it touches my touches me personally, I say buy these shoes. You are also approved by my standards too. Buy them because they are really, it does help so many people, and hopefully we can find a cure for this stupid disease and that we can live longer and longer lives.
Absolutely. My mother had breast cancer twice. And that her first bout was 26 years ago, and her second bout was 18 years ago, and she's alive and kicking.
Yay, that's awesome. I love that story.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's a happy thing.
And you know, we have a lot of breast cancer survivor stories on QVC as well at QVC.com that you can look at, and just for the support for women who may not have had, doesn't have anybody to talk to or doesn't know exactly how to go through things, there's also a really great support system that we do through that month of October as well, so
great.
Just in case.
Well, we'll be sure to watch, and we'll keep it up on our website so people can see it, and we'll be tuning in, and we'll be shopping.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
And then we'll take pictures of the shoes and put them on our site.
Oh, yay, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
And good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Betty, Ann, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear about the shoes? We had to go shoe shopping.
Oh, yeah, I did, but I already knew about it. I'll be watching.
Yeah, you like to shop on QVC.
Oh, I love QVC. My favorite place.
It'll be a fun event Saturday.
Yep, I'll be watching it. I love it. I watch QVC all the time. Every day I have QVC on. I always check to see what's on, like what they're selling, whatever's going on. Love it.
Okay, everybody. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, I'd like to thank our sponsors, St. Croix Orthopedics and Laura Geller Makeup. And we'll be back in a minute. And Betty is going to talk to Barry Ort of Richard J. Lane Jewelry.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Well, hello everyone. I'd like to introduce our next guest. Barry Ort is a spokesperson for Kenneth J. Lane Jewelry and is often seen representing the jewelry line on QVC. Welcome, Barry.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you? I'd like to find out how are you doing? How's your arm? I heard you had a bike accident and needed surgery. What happened?
Yes. I had a tire got stuck in a crack and I broke my elbow. But I'm on the mend, and that's what's important, so.
Oh, boy. Are you a biker? Is this something you do all the time? Like, you do a lot of biking?
I just took it up about a year ago. And within the first year, I broke my wrist and now my elbow. A number of my good friends are asking me to reconsider.
Well, you know, things happen. If it's something that you love, it's worth doing.
Everything happens for a reason. And just about a month ago, I biked from Boston to New York. I rode my bike 248 miles. To raise money for HIV/AIDS programs for a local center in the city.
Wow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That was very exciting.
Wow, that's fabulous. Well, can you tell us about yourself and about your background?
What would you like to know? Okay, I was, I'm first generation American, which really makes me love America a lot. Because it really does show you that it's a land where anything is possible, because I am the child of immigrants. But my mother and father both always had, I always joke, a passion for fashion. My father always wanted my mother to be the most beautiful man and the most beautiful woman in the room, so he could say, she's mine. Mm-hmm. And that love of fashion and that sense of pride when you walk out the door and you're perfectly dressed and perfectly accessorized is what got me to the fashion jewelry business. So I studied theater. I was going to work in the theater, but then there was some family tragedy, and I ended up working at a department store in New York. And that's how I met Mr. Lane. And that was about 26 years ago at this point.
Wow.
Never imagining that I would become vice president of the company and do what I do.
Wow, that's amazing.
And my favorite part...
Go ahead.
No, my favorite part is being able to chat with all of you, but you were going to ask me.
Well, I was going to ask you about the background about Tennessee Lane jewelry also, and about the jewelry line. Like, if you could give us a little bit of a background on that.
Well, Kenneth J. Lane, really, I am thrilled and honored and privileged to work for the man who the New York Times says is the king of faux jewelry. Fashion historians will tell you he created the industry. Very briefly, in the 19th, during World War II, fashion jewelry was a very exciting time because you couldn't work in precious metal, so all the great jewelers of the world worked in costume jewelry. As soon as the war ended, they went back to fine jewelry, so the collectible companies of the 40s, like the Trafaris, the Jomazes, they all had fine jewelry makers making them in the 40s. Then in the 50s, costume jewelry hit for a lot of people, low point in its history. In 1962-61, Kenneth made it popular again, and made it not only popular, but made it chic, and really created the industry of fashion jewelry as we know it today.
Wow. That's really interesting about the history with the, working with the faux jewelry, because you weren't allowed to use precious metals. I never knew that.
Why the 1940s is considered one of the high. Well, the two most expensive collectibles in costume jewelry are jewelry of the 40s and early Kenneth J. Lane of the 1960s.
Wow. Now that you're saying that, just as an aside, my aunt, who passed away many years ago, she had so much costume jewelry, and my mother inherited a lot of it, and then my mother sold it at a yard sale, and people were like, there was a lady who came and bought pretty much all of it, and I bet you there was some really good stuff there because it was from the 40s. She had the best costume jewelry, And I bet you that it happened, and there was probably some wonderful things there, you know?
You know it. You know, Kenneth J. Lane did for costume jewelry what Prada did for polyester. Prada made polyester chic again.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth made costume jewelry chic, and, you know, I'm so honored that I get to work with him, be inspired by him, represent him on QVC. Like, I will be there this Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern time.
I'll definitely be watching. Yeah, because I love watching you on QVC. You're so much fun, and the way you interact with the callers and the hosts, it looks like a lot of fun. Do you love doing it?
I love connecting with people. I love, I often say on the air, I have the greatest job in the world. I get to make women happy. I mean, that's really a blessing. And this week is very, very special for me because every year, Kenneth, for the last 10 years, each October we do something for breast cancer awareness. We design a very special piece of jewelry because if there's anybody out there listening, give yourself a self-examination. And we really do something at great value and a great price and a great look because women are important to us, and they give us so much that we have to give something back to them. So, wish we didn't, but unfortunately we still do.
Well, I was looking online at the jewelry on the site, the Kenneth J. Lane Jewelry on QVC, and there is the meaningful pink bow pin. Can you tell us about that?
That is the piece that we did this year for breast cancer awareness. This year is the 20th anniversary of the symbol of the pink ribbon as symbolizing breast cancer. And, you know, Kenneth's philosophy and mine is, if you want to donate to breast cancer, donate to breast cancer. We're jewelry designers. He's going to design a piece of jewelry. And one of the biggest purposes is that we design something beautiful and feminine that you're going to wear. And the size of this pin, it's just everything is so perfect this year. So I'm excited. I'm really, really excited to be presenting it. And a good portion of the proceeds goes to breast cancer awareness. And, you know, the value is incredible because if you compare the price that QVC sells it for compared to the price that Neiman's would sell something like that for, it's astronomically different. So
it's a beautiful piece. I mean, it's just gorgeous. I was looking at it and admiring it online. Really, really beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Do you own any Kenneth Lane jewelry?
I do. I do have a few pieces. I have a beautiful cuff. It's gold and it has like a coral. I have a few pieces. They're beautiful. I love them. I love the jewelry. It's just really chic and it just kind of brings your outfit to a whole nother level. It's beautiful. Very, very nice. Love it. And of course, I see when I go on the line at QVC and look at all the other pieces that are, you know, I just love all of them. And you always have like the high ratings, the 5 stars from the people who purchase it because they love it. It's beautiful.
Well, we are one of the highest rated stars on QVC, and Kenneth really said, you know, when you think about in the fashion industry to be working for close to 50 years, you have to be given, you women out there are too smart. You don't come back for more if it's not right.
Oh, no.
you just won't do it. So.
No, but if we get something good, then we want something, we want another one right away. We want something else, you know, we just keep going back and keep going back, you know, we just love it.
Do you watch a lot of QVC?
What seems to be the most popular piece of Kenneth J. Lane jewelry, like, is it the pearls, because you have those beautiful pearls,
or the cuff
bracelets?
You know, it varies from season to season, but, you know, he's very well known for his pearls. He's very, very well known for his enamel work. He's very well known for his brooches. You know, so I think one of the things that makes Kenneth very exciting as a designer and as someone that you could shop with and look for is, you know, if you walk into Ralph Lauren, you know what you're going to be getting. When you walk into Kenneth J. Lane, there's always something unexpected. So if you're very classic, there's something for you. If you're very whimsical or avant-garde, there's something for you. If there's very modern and trendy, there's something for you. So we really try, and he doesn't do that intentionally. It's just his personality, and it's the personality of the company to, you know, be inspired by everything for everyone. So we'll do pieces for $29 and for $290. So if it's right, we do it.
Well, the detail is exquisite, and it's just a beautiful pieces.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead.
Go on.
I was just going to ask you, what is the most popular fashion jewelry trend for this season? Like, what is it, like the big bracelets? Like, what are you finding this season?
Well, this season, we're finding that bracelets still continue to be very, very, very important. color is important, and we're slowly seeing new trends emerge. There's a return to the brooch that's coming back ever so slightly. You know, oversized necklaces still are, you know, still look fresh, and gold has made a resurgence again. So, you know, I know it sounds like I'm talking about a little bit of everything, but the big trends are really, I would say, scale. Oversized scale is very important. And whether it be one big bracelet as opposed to a stack of bracelets, a big necklace instead of layering. So, so scale is probably the number one trend this season.
Ooh, okay. That's good to know.
Well, hi, Barry. I'm Nancy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. I just love bracelets. They're my favorite piece of jewelry to wear. I was wondering, what's your opinion about also wearing different rings on different fingers? What's the trend these days?
You know, here's a philosophy that we embrace as a company is, good style is about your own personal style. It's not about following the trends that are in the magazine. It's not about doing what somebody else does. It's doing what is right and makes you feel good. So if you want to wear 8 rings, wear it with confidence, wear it with pride, and it'll work and it'll become who you are. And we don't think women should be dictated by trends in fashion. But rather, you know, it's important to know what's happening in the marketplace. It's important to know, again, I was talking about scale. Oversized cocktail rings still are one of our key sellers. But, you know, but there's a way to mix and match, if that answers your question.
Yes. And the colors and the enamel work in his jewelry are just exquisite.
Well, we have a bracelet coming up this Sunday morning at 7 a.m., that's an enamel lion bracelet that's just amazing, the enamel work on that. So, you know, we're very, very proud of that piece. And for the bracelet lovers, we offer it in 3 sizes, which is very unusual, and we only do for QVC.
And that's important because there are many women that have smaller wrists or larger wrists, and even thin women with larger wrists.
Right, and this, because it has a lion's head, you don't want it to be top-heavy. So we try to take everything into account.
Well, it's just beautiful. Well, we've just enjoyed having you on our Chit Chat Cafe live show tonight. We thank you very much for sharing with us.
I thank you for having me, and if anybody is out there, if you're up Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time and you see me on QVC, say hi or Facebook me at Barry York for Kenneth J. Lane.
Well,
okay?
I personally will do that because that's just the time I'm getting ready to go to church.
Oh, perfect.
So
perfect.
I'll tune in before
you
I go.
And then you'll find something for next week's church.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you,
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. It was nice to talk. Thank you.
Well, we do have Barry's information up on our Chitchat Cafe Live website, and it's always fun to see what's coming up for the next season. Betty Ann, that was so much fun to have you join us tonight.
Oh, well, it was great fun. I really enjoyed it. It was very nice to talk to Barry. I love watching him on QVC. He's just so much fun to watch, and I love the jewelry.
I know you do. Well, we'd like to thank our sponsor tonight, St. Croix Orthopedics, and our guests, Janet Cipolla and Nancy Hornback of QVC. We're thanking Corey King, our producer. You can enjoy the Corey King Show every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Artists First.
Don't forget to listen to our archives. All you have to do is click onto our website, scroll down to the show that you want to listen to, and click on the date. And then you can enjoy our archives while you're playing on Facebook or just doing work at the computer.
We're thanking everyone for joining us tonight on Chit Chat Cafe Live and thanking Barry Ort and Laura Geller Makeup as well. Now, I have a quote from Janet Cipolla. She says, "Don't bother to just be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself. Now go do something wonderful."